Wildcard Wednesday continues. Esmeralda, when this song started, you went, ooh.
Yeah, I love the Stereophonics.
Stereophonics with Maybe Tomorrow, and that's from our listener Paxton requested that.
They're a band I remember looking when I was, you know, in high school, looking through the Best Buy bin and looking for them. And they were like half off because nobody liked them.
Nobody likes
Stereophonics. And it's at a Best Buy.
Paxton likes them.
Yeah. But it was a Best Buy in the suburbs. And I was like, yes.
So you were very happy that you found Stereophonics.
Yeah.
I love them too. I listened to the song My Mr. Writer like on repeat for an hour. It drove my roommate nuts.
Yeah, I love that band.
Whatever happened to them?
Memories.
I think they might still be around, but just, you know.
They're probably popular in England.
Sure.
As it always happens.
Sure. Or Japan. That's always another
option. Oh, yeah, everyone.
Another
they love everyone in Japan.
Yeah. Yeah. They do.
Yeah, I know a few people who are in bands, and they're huge in Japan. It's weird.
It is kind of strange. It is kind of strange. And actually, if you go back and listen to Cheap Trick at Budokan, they were huge in Budokan.
Of course.
And like they weren't selling a lot of records here, so when the record company said let's record a live album, they said, well, we need to do it in Budokan because it'll sound like we're the most popular band in the world, and it does if you listen to that record.
Nice.
So all right, hey, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio until 5 o'clock, and Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and then the great Steve Cochran after six this morning, and we're gonna play a little celebrity name game. You know how this works. Dan will keep time and keep track of the score, and we each get two cards, with two sides on them. One side has a themed group of names, and the other side has it could be anything non-themed group of names. We give each other clues, and we try to guess what the other person is trying to tell us.
Yeah.
That's how it works. The first round, you get 45 seconds. The second round, you get 75 seconds. Because the second round's a little tougher because you don't have a clue as to what the connection is.
Which I never even think about the clues.
Yeah.
Like the main idea clue, I never even...
Oh, you don't even think about it.
No.
Okay. All right. You creamed me the last time we played this.
Yes.
So, and she's very happy about it. Mm-hmm. Dan, can we hear a little themey theme?
It's Nick D. Celebrity Name Game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun. Let's start.
Yeah, man. There it is. Celebrity name game. So, Esmeralda, do you want to give the clues first, and I shall receive the clues first?
Yes.
All right. Dan, whenever we're ready, 45 seconds.
The Virgin, famous Virgos.
Famous Virgos.
Put your thinking cap on.
Yeah, so I have to know their birth dates. That's
famous
not going to...
Famous Virgos.
Okay, all right. My dad's a Virgo.
I don't think he's on this list.
Well, he should be. All right.
He should. I'll write him in.
3, 2, 1.
That Southern guy on CBS, and he's a therapist.
Southern guy.
And he says things.
Dr. Phil?
Yes. I hate this guy. He always giggled on SNL and broke.
Jimmy Fallon?
Yes. This is the Williams brother from England and their royalty, and it's his little brother, the redheaded kid. If you have a lot of what's on top of your head,
hair, Harry, Harry,
a king,
Harry prince, prince Harry.
There you go. Who's from Destiny's Child, and she's the one who broke out and made famous.
Beyonce.
Yes. This guy, he was in Lost in Translation.
He was Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't get that.
No.
Yeah, you know, historically with this game, Esmeralda, I don't know anything about the Royals.
Yeah, well, too bad.
Absolutely not. I'm just saying that any time that there's a clue that involves the Royals, I'm not gonna get it. You could
You're
actually
not following him, Prince Harry,
I
and
don't
his relationship
follow
with
any
Meghan
of that.
Markle.
It's not
of Suits.
Possible for me to care less
is
about the Royals in
it
the
is Suits.
See,
gorgeous girl.
I don't know.
They might be moving in to the royal palace.
That's fantastic.
Which is insane to me.
Why? They don't do anything of anything of interest at the place.
I didn't think you could move
in.
It's
a facade.
Like that.
It's not a real thing.
No, but I didn't think you could move in there with your girlfriend. I didn't think that
Who
was
Who cares?
Thing.
God. All right. What'd we get? Four?
Three.
Good Lord. All right. Gentleman's Choice.
Oh.
People on the cover of GQ.
Oh.
People on the cover of GQ.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Three, two, one.
We just had him on this card. He giggles, you hate him.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
Was the lead in Breaking Bad.
Oh, what's his name?
Malcolm in the Middle. Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, what? Oh, pass. I can't remember his name.
The actor who played Tony Soprano.
Oh, my gosh.
He's actor who portrayed.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. Okay, pass.
The daughter of Steven from Aerosmith. She was in Lord of the Rings movies.
Liv Tyler.
But she's got a big butt. Was
J-Lo. Jennifer
well,
Lawrence.
Full name, yeah.
Jennifer.
Yeah, you got it.
Wait.
No, you said it.
No, I said Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, well, it's not her.
10 seconds.
Jennifer.
She's.
Wait, Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
Jeez.
One of the funniest comedians ever. His last name is two. Okay. Louis C.K.
Ah, okay.
Okay, Bryan Cranston.
Ah, yeah.
James Gandolfini.
I forgot their names.
All right.
I could see them in my head.
That's not going to...
It was blanks, though, the names.
Then. We need a little more than what's in your head. All right, what'd we get? We're about even, right?
You are tied, 3-3.
Wow, we're giving each other hell of clues here. This is fantastic.
Hey, my Prince Harry was good.
I don't... Well, like I said, you could have brought the kid in here.
Top of...
It actually brought him in, and I'd go, I have no idea who that is. Mm-hmm. Honest to God, I don't follow that crap at all. I don't care. All right. What do we got now? This could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
So 75 seconds on the clock. All right.
Three, two, one.
The little girl, and she had the curls in her hair.
Shirley Temple?
Yes. Always in the Beatles, the cute one.
Oh, they're all cute. John Lennon?
But no, the other one.
Paul McCartney?
Yes. this is a planet.
Mars? Jupiter?
Yes, Jupiter.
Okay.
Your favorites with the nerd things, and they have to go get the jewelry. They have to go give the jewelry somewhere. And they take that path, and they got the big feet.
Lord of the Rings!
Yes. She is on that 70s show. She was she's not the tall redhead.
Mila Kunis?
Yes. This is in England, and it's always foggy.
London?
Yes. She was married to Tom Cruise for a second.
Nicole Kidman?
Yes. This guy, he was Edward Scissorhands.
Johnny Depp.
Yes. What's the TV show that James Gandolfini was on?
The Sopranos.
Yes. And
10 seconds.
Okay. The, what's not, it's brick red? What's darker than that? That color?
Maroon?
Yes. And then one,
maroon
two, three.
Five?
Yes.
Wow. Congratulations.
Because I knew well he done. Wasn't going to get Maroon 5.
Well, you could have. I know Adam Levine is in Maroon 5.
Oh, all right. You know that one.
Yeah. You know why? Because he's not a Brit in a fake castle. That's why. by the way,
Paul McCartney is the cute one.
They're all cute except Ringo.
John is the quiet. No, George is the quiet one. But John is not. Yeah, they're all cute, but he was like the cute one.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. By the way, that was the best description of Lord of the Rings I've ever heard in my life.
The nerd. Well, because I couldn't say getting a ring. Jewelry.
Jewelry. I had no idea.
What it is,
what,
isn't it?
Until you said big feet. They were. All right.
Nerd
okay.
thing.
All right. Yeah, there are a lot of nerd things.
With jewelry?
Yes. All right. 75 seconds could be anything, right?
Yep. Three, right. two, one.
Great actor was Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Sean Penn.
She was married to Nick Lachey. She's dumb. She thinks tuna is
Jessica
chicken.
Jessica Simpson.
But the greatest boxer of all time.
Muhammad Ali.
Right. Cake Mixes. This woman's name is on Cake Mixes.
Martha Stewart.
No, it's the Rachel. Classic Cake Mix.
Betty Crocker.
Right. opposite of down.
Up.
Okay. She was on Roseanne. She was mm-hmm. the oldest daughter on Roseanne. She's also on one of them talk shows.
Oh.
She was on either the talk
Sarah
or the,
Gilbert.
Right. It's the brand of my phone, and it's a very popular electronic.
Samsung.
Yes. She was burned at the stake. She was a saint.
Joan of Arc?
Yes. The show that you hate Alex B. Keaton.
Family Ties?
Right. And the opposite of Up.
Down.
All right, there
what?
We go.
What? That's weird.
We got all of them, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You're welcome. Jewelry.
Uh-huh.
Nerds with jewelry.
What other nerds is there with jewelry? I'd like to know.
So would I. All right, we have to break. What do we got score-wise?
13-13.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
It's a tie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to take Nerds with Jewelry. We got to take – that's what they should rename it. I wonder
nerds
if that –
Nerds with Jewelry?
I bet in Europe, when they released it in Europe, it was probably the European title was Nerds with Jewelry.
Or in Eastern European countries, they
right.
have to explain.
Nerds with Jewelry. All right, we got a break.
Yeah, I feel all right tonight. Yeah, I feel all right. Now I feel
all right
tonight.
Okay, it's Wild Card Wednesday. The reason I'm laughing is because Dan types up on this little screen here that I can see, types up the name of the person or the area code upon which, you know, they've made a request.
Yes.
And then the song.
Mm-hmm.
And it just says, here's what it says. Glenn wanted to hear a different part of Steve Earle's I Feel All Right. As opposed to the first 60 seconds of it. So there you go. Thank you, Glenn. All right. 13-13, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's 13-13 Mockingbird Lane? Any idea? A little clue for you. Any idea?
It's where the Addams Family or the Munsters live.
Ah, it's where the Munsters live. Very good.
I like that you threw both out.
One or the other.
Is it where some TV show family lives?
Yeah, the Brady Bunch. That's where they live.
Where does the royal family live?
In a fake castle with their fake titles that mean nothing.
I don't think the castle's fake.
Well, house. All right. It's 13-13 Mockingbird Lane.
They have a lot of jewelry in that house.
Yeah, there's a nerds looking for it.
Yeah.
Harry, too.
Hairy nerds.
And feet. Okay. So what are we doing here? Esmeralda, you have to give. What's the little cluey?
Tom Toms. Guys named Tom, Tommy, or Thomas.
Okay. Tom, Tommy, or Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
3-2-1.
This is jumps on couches and yells about how
Tom
he loves
Cruise.
People. He's a big jerk and he plays football and he won the Super Bowl.
Tom Brady?
Yes.
He's a big jerk,
isn't he?
Right,
What's the TV show from the 60s with Wheezy?
It's from the 70s. It's a Jefferson.
All right, the 70s. Okay, so who was
Thomas Jefferson?
Yes, he was in Big. I couldn't think of anything else. He was in Big.
Tom Hanks.
Yes. This is he's on PBS. He's a cartoon. He's a
Tomcat?
No, he's a vehicle.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yes. This guy smokes a lot of weed.
Tommy Chong.
Yes. This guy. Oh, he was in The Fugitive. Is he the cop in The Fugitive?
Tommy Lee Jones.
10 seconds.
You're not going to get that one. He tricked people to painting a fence.
Tom Sawyer.
Yes. This guy.
Time.
Oh.
What was the one you think I wasn't going to get?
Tommy Pickle. That's from The Rugrats.
Oh.
A cartoon.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten it. Unless you gave me a clue about pickles.
Finangled it, but
yeah.
You know.
All right. What would you get there?
7.
For not bad. Clarence Thomas. 20. Clarence Thomas was the other one.
Oh, Clarence Thomas. Okay. Screw that guy. All right.
Yeah, it was good. I didn't know. I was like,
Without getting angry. Okay, Carrot Tops. Famous redheads.
Oh, okay.
Famous redheads. Ready?
Carrot Top. Is he on there?
I don't know. I can't tell you. All right.
3-2-1.
Was married to Desi Arnaz.
Lucille Ball.
Right. She was awesome in Mean Girls, and she just went down to the
Lindsay Lohan.
Right. God, I love her. She's in Magnolia. She's in Boogie Nights.
Beautiful.
Won an Oscar. What else was she in? God, I can't believe him. She was in the End of an Affair.
I can't. I got
opposite of Less?
Moore. Julianne Moore.
Right. Okay. Oh, I love her. From X-Files.
Julian Anderson.
That's right. Roger's wife. He is a bunny. Roger's wife.
Oh, Jessica Rabbit.
Right. Okay. She's on.
10 seconds.
She was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and she was on How I Met Your Mom.
Oh, I can't pass.
And
can't
American
remember.
Pie with
yeah,
the
I
flute.
Can't remember her name.
Okay. Hangs out with Jughead.
Oh, Veronica Betty.
The guy.
Oh, Archie.
Archie.
Thinking of girls.
But he's a redhead.
I can't remember.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, one's blonde.
Allison Hannigan. Allison Hannigan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, we got to get to the next one here, right? What did we get there?
That was a 5, so you now lead, Nick, 20 to 18. Ugh.
20 to 18. Jeez. Okay, and it could be anything at all, 75
yes.
seconds on the clock.
3, 2, 1.
He's a teacher, and it's a movie, and he gets he goes and steals artifacts from stuff in that big
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, but who's the guy?
Oh, Indiana Jones.
Yes. This is the Sacha Baron Cohen does him and
Borat.
Yeah. This is a team in the Big Apple,
New York
basketball.
Knicks, New York Knicks.
Yes. It's toss salads, it's scrambled eggs.
Frasier.
This is a car. Pass. Oh, Patrick always talks about him. Our caller.
Godzilla.
Yes. This is that movie you hate that's filmed here in Chicago.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes. Psycho. Who's the guy from Psycho?
Anthony Perkins.
No, but who's the
Norman Bates.
Yes. She was in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Audrey Hepburn.
Yes. And then, they love Metallica and their cartoons on MTV.
Oh, Beavis and Butthead.
Yes. Okay. And then this is a car, reasonably priced.
Ford? Chevy?
No, it was tiny, small word.
10 seconds.
Bug?
No.
Yeah,
I can't think of anything
A car?
Time.
What is it?
Kia.
Oh, a Kia.
I couldn't think of anything.
Okay.
Because they didn't even have faces. Like, remember when Saturns had a little, they looked smiley, right? Weren't the Saturns the ones, and then they would play on that, the lights, and they'd flash, and it looked like.
All right.
Kia. I couldn't think of anything.
Kia. I know. I don't blame you. That's
hamsters.
That's Kia hamsters. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't go. The royal family drives them. I would have gotten at that. Okay, so what do we got going here?
Now Nick has 29. So Esmeralda, you cannot win again.
Oh, even if she gets all 10?
Yes, because she had 18.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to do it anyway.
Yep.
75 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
Lead singer of U2.
Bono.
She was the first winner of American Idol since you've been gone. Right. Okay. A famous tennis player.
Andre Agassi.
Right. He stole from the rich and gave to the poor.
Robin Hood.
Right. It's the show where the people are on the island. And
Survivor.
This is tough. a female hero. With
Wonder
a,
Woman.
With a cape.
Supergirl.
Yes. It's a car, an old-timey car.
A buggy.
No, I'm going to skip that one.
A Ford.
A
Ford.
No, that's the last word.
A T-Ford.
Yeah.
Model Ford.
Put it all together. No. Model
T.
Right. Okay. He's our president.
Donald Trump.
It's in Louisiana. You go there for Mardi Gras.
New Orleans.
He hangs out with Chewbacca. Harrison Ford played
him. Han Solo.
All right. There you go.
Yay. I'm not too good at those jumbles.
You still lost. You did good, though. All right. You lost by one, Esmeralda.
That's okay.
Okay.